Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph, 51 of Masechta Erevin. Today's cheer is sponsored by Brachi and Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov, Ben Shal Pinchas. Shalom Shadav and Aliyah. Today's Lag BaOmer. Everybody have a Chag Sameach. So here we are. Omar, Nun Amud Beis. Amud Aleph today's Gishmak, and Amud Beis is very difficult. Omar, someone says, it's not difficult the way it's difficult because it's very, very complicated. The machlokas, it's two machlokas in the machlokas. You know, it's one of those. Okay? Omar, if someone says, Shivisasi bi'ikaro, my Erev should be, I want my rest place to be at the tree trunk. At the tree trunk. Mahalech mimakom raglov, he could travel from wherever he's standing, the adikaro, till the tree trunk. Assuming the tree trunk is less than 4 amos, right? Alpayim amos, he could walk 2,000. Umei karo, and from the tree trunk, lebeso to his house, alpayim amos. Another 2,000. Nimsa, mahalech meshech hashech, adal alpayim amos. That's all a quote from the Mishnah. So it's quite a long quote, right? That's a long quote from the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Rava says, v'hu dechir rohit li'ikaro mati. That's only true if he can run and get to the tree before Shabbos begins. That's only true then. I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about, Rava? V'ha chashchalok tani. It said it's going to get dark, which means he can't get to the tree in time. What do you mean he has to run and get to the tree in time? It says beferish, he can't get to the tree in time. So Rava answers, chashchalabeso. What I meant was, Chashcha lebeso, what the Mishnah means is, he can't get to his house. Avali kara shel ilon matzi azel. No, but he can get to the tree. That's what it means. He can't get to his house. Why? It's too far away. Shabbos is going to come first. But the tree, he can make it to the tree. That's where this Mishnah applies. Ika di amri, others say, Amar Rava, chashcha lo, when it says it got dark, ki masgi kali kali. That means, he's not going to get there if he walks at a normal pace. Avol rohit, Mati. But if he runs, he will get there. Okay? Rabba, listen to this story. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, Havika Azli Ba'urcha, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were walking in the street. Amalei Rabba or Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says to Rabbi Yosef, Tehei Shevisasi, Shevisasenu Tusi Dikla, the Erev should be under the Dekel tree, the Savil Achua, something with my brother, that my brother owns that tree.
It supports its neighbor,
the tree. Fine. The Amrile, others say he said, Tusi Dikla Deparak Mari Makarga. It's the tree that I pay my taxes from. In other words, it's a good producing tree. I guess I pay all my taxes from that tree. So Amale, Rav Yosef says back to Rabba, Lo Yadanale, I don't know that tree. So Amalei, Samachalai, rely on me. Don't worry about it. The Mishnah said that, actually. The Mishnah said that. The Mishnah said if you have two people,
rely on me.
The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Im hayu shnayim echad makir, ve'echad she'eno makir. This is almost the same thing as our Mishnah. Ze she'eno makir, Moser shvisaso lamakir. The one who doesn't know that area can rely on the one who does. Ze shemakir omer te shvisasi mimakom ploni. The one who does says, this will be my place, and the other one will rely on him. Then the Gemara says, velohi. That wasn't even true. That braisa was made up. Lo tana le kirab Yossi. Rabbi Yossi never said that. Rabbi Yossi never said any such thing. Ela ki hechi de la kabale minei mishum de Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. The only reason why he said that Rabbi Yossi said it is because Rabbi Yossi is always right. He's nimuko imo. He's always right. So Rabba wanted Rabbi Yossi to agree, so he said Rabbi Yossi said it. You hear that? Even though it wasn't true, says the Magen Avram. In Simon Kuf Nun Vav Sif Cotton Bays, that you're allowed to tell somebody a halacha, in the name of someone that isn't true. Robert did it. I can tell you, you know, that Rav Moshe said, yeah. Oh, really? Rav Moshe said that? Okay, that's not true. You're allowed to do that. Robert did it. You're allowed to do that. Okay? The problem is, the problem with that Magen Avraham is, there's a statement. There's a statement in Masechtas Kala. Masechtas Kala is not about a Kala. It's about Midos. And it says in Masechtas Kala, Kol ha'omer davar mipi chacham shalo gamru mimenu. If you say over anything to anything in the name of a chacham that didn't learn that, gorim l'shchina b'shetasalik miYisrael. You cause the shchina to leave. How could this be permissible? If you do that, you cause the shchina to leave. You make up statements, you cause the shchina to leave. How could Rabbi say this? How could anyone ever do it? How could the Magen Avraham say you could do it? You cause the shchina to leave if you do that. So there are three answers. Answer number one is, that memra in Masechtas Kala is talking about a person that that will be makabel whatever you say without having to make up a name. You don't have to say Rosh Zalman or Moshe. You don't have to do that. He'll listen to you anyway. So if he'll listen anyway, you're making up names. If he won't listen, you can make up a name. Got that one? That's answer number one. Okay? That's answer number one. Answer number two is, it's only mutter to do that if the statement was anonymous. Listen to this one. The statement was anonymous and you made up a name. Right? That's okay. That's what's going on here. There was an anonymous statement and our mission is anonymous. So we say Stein Mishnah's a mayor. I hear that. There's an anonymous statement and you said it's attributed to what's his name. However, if the statement was attributed to Rav A and you know your friend doesn't like Rav A, he doesn't hold from that, you can't say, oh, Rav B said it. That you can't do. Okay? That's answer number two. Answer number three. You can't make up for someone else's name if it's your own svara. Well, I can't for the good chumrah. No one's going to listen to me. I'll say Rav Moshe said it. That you can't do. But if there's a common practice that's going around, that's I guess it's some tradition, some source, and no one really knows the source, and you think it's a good idea, and you want people to, then you can say Rav Moshe said it. Okay? You hear that? Okay? Okay. Next. In Eino Makir, Osha Eino Bucky. If you don't recognize it, or you're not a bucky, then it's 2,000 amos. And the Gemara says, Hani alpayim ama hechon ksivan. Where are these 2,000 amos written in the Torah? The answer is, they're not written anywhere. Right? What kind of question is this? They're made up. The question, the real question is, where did the number 2,000 come from? Where'd that come from? We have a Durabanan that you can only carry up to 2,000. Where'd that number come from? Where'd that come from?
It's the first time I mentioned 2,000.
Ask Torah Chaim, what's it doing here? This is the first time? It says, yeah, this Mishnah was the first time where it said, the Mishnah said, Zachalo Mimkoma Alpayimama. Not Yesh Alpayim, you have, but Zachal, you have a Zachus in 2,000 Amos. The first time we said a Lashon like that, Zachus. Like it's like the first time we're really giving this a lot of credence. So where did this come from? Where does this number come from? Right? That's not the right, sir. Where'd it come from? Why 2,000? How about 1,000? How about 10,000? Where'd 2,000 come from? What's a magic number? So, we're going to end up saying it came from the 2,000 amos that were surrounded every Levi city. That's what we're going to say. To get to that answer, we're going to go through like seven Gzeirah Shavas to get to that number. Here we go. Ditanya. It says in Parshas Beshalach, Shivu ish tachtav, that every man should stay in his place. Elu arba amos. Okay, that's arba amos. Everyone gets four amos. Al yete ish mimkomo. It said a man cannot leave his place. What's his place? What's his place mean? Elu alpayim ama. That's 2,000 amos. Mean alon. Where'd that number come from? So Amar Rav Chista, lamadnu mimakom lemakom. Right? It says by b'shalach al yete ish mimkomo. And it says by someone who has to run to an Ari Miklot, it says, Vesamti Lacha Makom Asha Yanos Shama. Okay? Then we have Umimakom minisa, and then it says Yonus Shama, right? So now, the parasha in Beshalach is as if it said the word Nisa. Why? Because we connected Makom to Makom. In the second Makom, it says the word Nisa. So it's as if it says the word Nisa by Beshalach. It's as if. Then, Venisa minisa, Venisa migvul. Then it says, by the Ari Miklat, it says, Es gvul ir miklato asher yonos shama. So now, the pasuk of Tchum has the word gvul in it. Okay? And, ugvul migvul, ugvul michutz. Then we make another Zereshava that says, it says, Matzo oso goal hadam michutz ligvul. So now, it's as if it says in the pasuk of Tchum, the word chutz. V'chutz michutz. Dechziv, and it says, Umidosem michutz l'ir, Es pa'as kedma alpayim amo. There you go, 2,000 amos. Okay? Now, asks the Gemara, V'nelith mikir irachutza elef amo. Maybe it's 1,000 amos. Why? They're done. Why? Because there's a pasuk that says 1,000, right? There's a seer there by the cities of Levium. That one pasuk says there were 2,000 amos, one pasuk says there was 1,000. So how do you reconcile that? So we said the first 1,000 was that, this, and the second 1,000 was that. Fine. So why are you making 2,000? Why shouldn't it be 1,000? So the Gemara gives a very difficult answer. It says, Donen chutz michutz, they ain't donen chutz michutza. Right? We make a gzereshava chutz michutz, rather than chutz michutza. And by the 1,000, it only says michutza. What about the fact that in Parshas Beshalach it says mimkomo, not the word makom? I don't have an answer for that one. Right? Okay. Having said that, the Gemara still says that chutz michutz is better than chutza michutza. Michutz michutza. Right? It's not the exact same word. It says the Gemara, my nafkamina, what's the big deal? Hatani devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, it says, v'shav ha-kohen, uba ha-kohen. Right, what's this about? There's a gigantic Rashi telling you what this is about. If you want to read it, we can read through it. I don't think anybody wants to. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. That the halachos of a Kohen that comes to check on the house to see if it has tzaras in the first week is the same halachos that apply when the Kohen returns the second week. Regarding what? Whether or not the tzaras spread, whether or not the tumah is retroactive, all these questions. Right? So, complicated Rashi, exactly what goes on here. First, the Kohen shows up. He gets a call. Someone says, it's something on my wall, I'm not sure what it looks like. The Kohen comes. If he sees it, Sarah takes the stones out, they lock it up for a week, see if it spreads. If it spreads, then they have to destroy the house. What if it doesn't spread? You have to lock it up another week. So all these, and all the halakhas are the same. In terms of, well, if it turns out that it spread, so it was tummy all along. Not right, just like a beged was tummy all along. Okay. Anyway, what do you see? The point is, you don't have to have the exact same word for gzera shava. So what's wrong with chutz and chutza? We have two different words totally. Uba v'shav hakohen, make gzera shava out of that, right? So what's the difference if it's different chutz and chutza? So much more similar. So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, when do we have a gzera shava? Now, as far as I know, do we ever have a gzera shava that doesn't have the same word besides this one?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Besides uba hakohen v'shav hakohen. No. Gzereshava was not the same word. Whenever the Gemara wants to propose having a Gzereshava with different words, it always mentions this one. Is there ever another one? I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, so the Gemara answers, yeah, when do we have a Gzereshava with different words? When we have no choice. But if you have a choice, I'll pick the one with a better choice. Kol hecha, hadi mili, hecha, deleka, midi, didamila. That's where you have no other choice. But if you have a better two words, like chutz and chutz, we'll learn out from chutz lechutz. Okay? Next. Now, we said that the tchum, right? This is a very interesting Gemara. We said that the tchum is 2,000 amos. Right? Now, I'm not a mathematician, but it was a picture. There was a picture here in the Masifta, and Rashi said it. The Gemara actually said it. So I take their word for it. If you have a, if you take a point and you walk 2,000 amos, and then you draw a circle around that point, so that that is a 2,000 amos diameter. You then draw a square around the circle. If you square out the circle, and now you, instead of walking in the direct point, you walk to the corner of the square, you will get an additional 800 amos to walk. Why? Because the added part of the square over the circle gives you the added section, added piece. Okay? So there was a machlokas in the Mishnah. How do you measure? How do you measure the 2,000 amos? Is it straight, or could it be on that diagonal? If it's on the diagonal, you get an extra 800 amos.
That much more?
Yeah.
Almost 50% more.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a lot, but the Gemara said it, and I saw the. I'm not a mathematician. I don't know how they did the math. Yeah, because you make it into a triangle. We're gonna see in the Gemara. We're gonna have the same discussion now. And again, I'm not a mathematician, but I don't think it's wrong. So here we go. Now, so there was a machlokas about it. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna said that you make it like a circle. We don't square out the circle and give you more amos. We don't do that. So the Gemara says, why not? Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna is manavshach. Either way, he's got an issue. Why? E is like Zereshava Peos Ksivan. If he learns the Zereshava from a city, the cities were all squared. The cities of the Levium were all squared. So why doesn't he... So if he's... If the whole Makar is from the cities of the Levium, so it should certainly be squared. E less like Zereshava. And if he doesn't hold from the Zereshava, then I'll pay him Amma Manali. Where do you get 2,000 from? So what's his Shita... That we only hold doesn't hold from the squares. Why not? So the Gemara says, all of it's like Gzeir Shava. No. Of course he holds it from the Gzeir Shava. If he doesn't hold from the Gzeir Shava, he'll never get 2,000. The shiny hacha, here it's different. Because the Torah says, Ze yiye lohem migrashi ha'arim. Well, ze atinot in peyos. Vi atinot in peyos l'shov zei Shabbos. Only this. Only this are squared. Only the cities of the Levium are squared. However, the word ze is a miut. The halachos for Hilchos Shabbos are not squared. Okay? They remain as circles. V'Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say, Tani Rav Chiya Ba'amar Yiyu, Kol Shov Zei Shabbos. It says Kazeh, including the Tchums that we made up on Shabbos. It says the Rashash. It's a very unusual thing for the word Zeh to be in inclusion. Usually Zeh means this and nothing else. I'm saying this and that. It's very funny. So the Rashash says there's one other place he found in the Menachos and the Aftar Zayin, where the Gemara does the same thing. It's unusual. Okay. Now that we just said, what did we just say? We just said that the 2,000 now is not really 2,000. What is it? It's 2,000 plus the corner, which in a ratio of 2,000 comes out to 800 more. If that's true, says Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, if that's true, then Hamaver Dalat Amos Birushos Harabim Eino Chayiv Ad Shemimaver Hain V'Al Kisonon. You're not Chayiv unless you carry 4 plus the diagonal, which is more than 4. Says Rashi, Dalat Amos, it's 4 Amos, V'Ches Chumshe Amo, and 8/5 of an Amo. How much is that? It's 5 Amos and 3/5 of an Amo. 8/5. That's the Rashi tells it. 8/5, which is 4 8/5, which is 5 3/5. It's 5 3/5, not 4 amos. It's 5. It's an X, Y. Because if you take 4 amos, make it into a square, add the addition, you come out to 5 3/5. So there's no such thing as carrying 4 amos. So what if you carry 4 amos on Shabbos? You're not chayiv. Why? It's too, you didn't carry the shear yet. The shear is 5 3/5. You hear this? Says Rashi, I'm keeping reading in that Rashi. Domrinon, because we just said, this is a very important Rashi. Domrinon, because we just said, Kazeh Yihiyu Kol Shov Zei Shabbos. We just said, all Shabbos is this Kazeh, is this diagonal. Peos Tein Lahen. Give them the corner. Give it the corners. V'gabe havara, now says Rashi something very difficult. V'gabe havara, when it comes to carrying, leka lemesif peyos, you really can't give a corner. Ela ki haigavna shenosten lahen shir al kisonin. Unless you make a diagonal. D'ha leka lememar bar revua v'eagle. There is no end point. There is no end point about carrying on Shabbos, says Rashi. There's no end point. In other words, when it comes to an Eruv, the Tchum ends at 2,000 Amos. So it makes a lot of sense to draw a circle around that and then a square around that. Because there's an end point. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So you can't carry 4 Amos. Right? You're not allowed to carry 4 Amos. That's not the end point. That's the starting point. Less than 4 Amos, you're not over. So Rashi's just pointing out it's not exactly the same. What Rashi means? No, not sure what he means. Tosfos will explain what Rashi means now. Look at the Tosfos. So one Tosfos is a fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos says like this. Pirish HaKuntris. Tosfos is going to explain Rashi. I don't think he's going to explain him at all. Degabe Havara. Leka Lemesav Peos. You don't give a corner for carrying. Ela Ki Haigavna Shenosdin Shir Al Kisonin. Unless, only where? You give a shear plus the diagonal. Not sure what he means by that. What I think he means is that what you do is, a guy carries. What you do is you draw a circle around him, then draw a square around that, and see, did he carry 5 3/5 hours or not? There's no end point. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. The Tchum, you're allowed to carry till 2,000. That's what I think the difference is. One, you're not allowed to, one, you are allowed to.
I just want to say one thing. Where did he get the corner from? How do you get that extra corner in?
Exactly what Tosfos is going to talk about right now. That's exactly what Rashi is really saying. Where does corner come from? By a Tchum, I understand. You have a limit to how much you're allowed. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. When it comes to a Tchum, you have a limit. You're allowed to walk 2,000 Amos. So what do? Go from point A where he's standing, make a line 2,000, draw a circle around the line, and draw a square around the line. Here, the guy standing in the Makam of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos holding his telephone. He's not allowed to walk at all. What do you mean make a diagonal? What are you doing?
I don't sense a diagonal.
What?
If you're able to, for argument's sake, walk this much.
Right.
It doesn't make a difference where you walk if you're only allowed to walk that much.
Exactly. That's exactly what Rashi said. That's what Rashi meant to say. That's exactly what Rashi said. So, that's exactly what Tosma says. There's nothing to talk about. Rebu, eagle. What are you talking about? Says Tosfos, listen to this. For Rabbeinu Shmuel Mefarish, who's Rabbeinu Shmuel? Somebody called the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel Mefarish, listen to this. Shema'arvin dalet amos b'rashus harabim b'ribua olam. You know what's going on here? You're walking in the same direction as the earth. You hear this? You're walking in the same direction as the earth, meaning on its axis. What? Doesn't matter, even if it is flat. It doesn't matter. There's still north, south, east, and west. So you're walking exactly north, south, east, or west. V'imavril ozorek mi'mizrach l'mayrif o mitzafon l'dorom chayif b'dalat amos l'chudei. If you're walking exactly eastbound, exactly the way the compass is, it's only the shear is 4 amos. V'im l'al kasuno shel olam, but if you're walking not on an east, west, north, south axis, but you're diagonal, then Eino Chayev et Shizrok O Yavr Dalat Amos for Al Kesunan. Then you get the extra angle.
If you're going against the axis,
doesn't mean you're going against the axis. It means you're walking in the exact east direction, not on a tilt.
So it doesn't mean that you're walking either with the direction of the turning or against.
It doesn't make a difference. Not the turning. I meant the axis. I didn't mean axis. I meant the direction. There's an east direction, right?
Why isn't it the equivalent?
You're walking on the equator. It's exactly in that one direction.
I thought you were saying is that you're walking, like, for example, on a conveyor. It happens to be the earth is moving.
No. That's not what it means. I'm sorry. If I said that, I misspoke. It means you're walking on the direction of the east. Not 1 degree north or south to the east.
What does that make a difference?
That's exactly what Rashbam said. If you're walking, that answers the question. That answers your question.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. If you're walking on the direction, then you get 4 amos.
I'll give you a better example.
Yeah?
You're going to walk now up a mountain.
Right.
I give you a string. The string's a thousand ounces.
Right.
You take the string and you walk up a mountain. And like this.
Right.
So now, how far did you walk? You walked 1,000 ounces. Mm. But if you go by as far as the crow flies,
you walk zero.
You walk 2 feet.
Right. Right.
So how's that work?
Right. So then you'll get four. You won't get 4 hours. You'll get more than that.
So which way is it?
It depends.
Is it walking?
Right.
Is it distance?
So I hear what you're asking. You're asking a detailed question. But just think about it. No, because you're asking, what if it's a mountain? What if it's a mountain?
This question.
If it's not a... You don't understand this question, you don't understand this answer.
I don't understand.
So the answer is, you understand what he's saying? You don't understand what he's saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're walking on the same angle, the same direction as the four directions,
right.
It's a shear of 4 amos. If you're slightly off, then you get an extra. Then you get the diagonal. You get the extra one amma and 3/5. What if you walk up a mountain and you don't really move anywhere? I don't know.
And what the hell?
It only applies to non-East Wales.
No, it doesn't. If you're in New York, you can walk east, south, north, or west. How would you ever know?
You
I don't know.
You have an iPhone.
I have an iPhone. Exactly.
It's Shabbos. You can use an iPhone.
So after Shabbat, you'll go get your phone and you'll measure exactly how far you walked and what direction you were at. If it was perfect north, south, east. It's a very difficult sheet, though. It's such a far-fetched sheet, no? No. It's because they were trying to address what Rashi said. It's because when it comes to a tchum, there's an end point. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000, but up to 2,000, you're allowed to. So it makes sense to take a circle, draw it around you. This is how far you can walk. Now I'll make a square around it. And if you walk diagonally, you get the extra 800 amos. That makes sense. Says Rashi, when it comes to not walking 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do it. What do you mean circles and squares? And what doesn't make any sense? What does that mean? So therefore, it must mean, but now the Gemara made a statement. If you walk 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah, you get it as a diagonal. Rashi scratches, what diagonal? You're not allowed to do this. Ah, must mean if you're walking on the direction of the world, it's a shear of 4 amos. But if you're walking on an angle, then you get an extra amma and a third.
This is some funky math, man.
That must mean that.
Obviously not too
much. This is some crazy math.
Read the Yashar after this one.
Okay.
The easiest way to understand is if you take a string of 1,000 amos, you walk with the string. It doesn't make a difference what angle you go. It's where you walk the same.
But apparently it does.
Correct.
But the Chachamim say no, they want to make it. So what are you problem with the Kuhn? Because how do you get to that?
Because, by the way.
Now squaring you in, more off.
When you build something around the room, right?
That's correct.
By the way.
You build something around the room, and then you square it off. You got extra quarters.
By the way. I make my tchum on the side, and I always walk on a diagonal.
Good for you. You got 800 extra.
By the way, I'm not sure if you have to actually walk on the diagonal, but since it's available, even if you walk straight.
It's a glitch. It's
not sure about that. In other words, you get the extra. No, not talking about the Tosos. I'm talking about the Gemara. The square means you get 800 amos even if you walk straight. No.
Square.
Okay. Anyway, Tosos goes on to say the same thing is true with the city of Levium. If the city is directly on the north, south, east, west axis, then the shear is 2,000. If it's on a diagonal, you get the extra 800. He says the same thing by a city. Then you can skip down where it says, where is it? One second. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish. The Lachol Tzad Nosa Al Kasuna. Rabbeinu Tam says, what on earth? No, I disagree with this totally. I say, like the Gemara, you always get a diagonal shear. In other words, the shear of 4 amos is not true. It's really 5 3/5. And that's how the Rosh Shulchan Aruch paskens. Whenever it says in the Gemara that you're not allowed to walk 4 amos, doesn't mean that. It means 5 3/5. And Tosfos asks, so why doesn't the Gemara ever say that? It's never dalet amos, right? So Tosfos answers. You're not going to like his answer. He says, what was it? V'ha demazgir b'chamos. If it's not true, haynu mishom tenafik minai hu alkeson. Because we mean to include the diagonal.
You better say that we just use the getter.
Yeah, it's a four. It says four. It never means that. According to the Rashbam, it's a machlokas. According to the Rashbam, it depends. Sometimes it means four, sometimes it doesn't. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it always means four. It never means four. Never means four. Right? It always means more. Always means more. And according to Rashi, so the way the Masifta explains Rashi, Rashi has a split. By a tchum, it means more. And by Dalai Lama, it means Dalai Lama is really. Because Rashi is Dalai Lama, doesn't make sense. Right? That's why Rashi is. But Rashi splits it. Right? That's, thought that was pretty fascinating. I think Rabbeinu Tam is, I believe, I don't remember for sure, I believe that there are more paths with the Rabbeinu Tam. That four is not really four. Today's Ramos Yartzeit. That's right. Today's Ramos Yartzeit. And the Ramos Yartzeit. Okay. I don't think so. Okay. Now we can go. We have 10 minutes to go on. Anyway, Papa, Badiklan Rava, Omid Brishas Rabim. If you're standing in Brishas Rabim, Kavoa Yud Varach of Dalid, Sarachain Al Kisonin Olo. So now the same thing by a post. You have a post. We've always said in Shas, four amos, right? Barmina La Lav Hayav Rav Chanina. What kind of question is that? Didn't Rav Chanina say the time Rav Chanina Omer Kazei Yeh Kol Shavos Shabbos? All things of Shabbos have now gone from 4 to 5 3/5. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, and I believe that's the consensus. So everybody just got a big cooler here. You get an extra amr to walk. When does it come up? Hardly ever. But that's the halacha. If you don't have an air, it can come up. V'zeu sha'amru a'ani ma'ar baraglav amr mer ein lano ella ani. Okay. It's more than possible. Yeah. There was a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbi Yehuda whether or not anybody can avail themselves of walking to the spot and sitting there and waiting for Shabbos, or only an Oni could do that. Now, our Mishnah was really talking about a case where a guy's walking, he's traveling, he's in no man's land, right? He escaped from some captured, and he's walking nowhere. Oh, I remember that fence, that's my old fence. So within 2,000 amos, he can make that his, and he's an Oni. Even if he's wealthy, we're going to see an Oni. Even if you're wealthy, you're called an Oni if you have something with you, you're an Oni. Right, even if you have $1 million in the bank, you're still an Ani because you're traveling. But an usher was a machlokas. Can an usher do this? So some say, of course, why can't an usher do that? The guy's cheap, he doesn't want to pay for a messenger, let him go sit there himself. Right? Or no, it's only for an Ani. So there's a machlokas about that. Amr of Nachman, now there's going to be a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Chista about this machlokas. Amr of Nachman, machlokas bimkomi. The machlokas is bimkomi. You want to acquire the place where you're standing right now. That's what you want to do. Der Meir Savar Iker Erev B'Pas. Really, you have to make an Erev with Pas. Ani Hu Di Ki Lebe Rabbanan Alei. So for an Ani, we're Mekel. Why? He doesn't have Pas. Aval Ashir, but an Ashir, lo. An Ashir, no. You must use Pas. You can't sit there. For Behuda Savar Iker Erev B'Regel. No, a main Erev is B'Regel. What are they arguing about? Whether a main Erev is Pas or Regel? Says the Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Meir says like this, you can't just go out there at night and sit there. Why not? Because maybe you went there because you lost an item. And you're searching for your lost item. The only way we can really know you didn't Erev is with Pas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Iker Erev is to be there. Why? That shows you're really interested. Sending bread, anybody can do that. So that's a machlokas about that. Echad Ani, no, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. Aval b'makom ploni, but if you're walking and you say, Vicky, that tree over there is going to be my Erev, did not call Ani in Asher low? Did everybody hold only an Ani could do that? Meaning this guy who's traveling. V'zuhi sha'amru man katan, then it says v'zuhi sha'amru, the mission says, who golek, man katanava, that's the Rav Meir. V'haya, koi on the following case, a'eno makir, o eno baki b'halacha. If someone doesn't know, and when we said you can only use bread as a cooler, who's that? Man katanila, that's a Yehuda. That's a Yehuda. Why? Because the Yehuda said, really the Iker Erev is Beregel. I made a cooler with Pas. Rav Chista Amar, no. Machlokes makom ploni. The machlokes is where you said, I want to make an erev in that tree. I'm 1,800 amos away from it. The Rameir Savar, Ani in Asher Lo. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Echad Ani ve'echad Asher. Aval bim kol mi. Here. Divya Hakol, Echad Ani ve'echad Asher, the Iker Erev Beregel. Everyone holds it's okay, because the Iker Erev is Beregel. Vizui Sha'amru. Who said that? Man Katani La? Rameir. Rameir said it. Ahaya Koi, what did he say it on? Aha, on the following. Misha Bava Derech, if someone's traveling, V'chashcha, and it got dark on him. V'lo Amru, Ma'arvin, Bapas, El Lahakel. And who said that you only can use a pas to be Mekel? Man Katani La? Who said that? Divya Hakol. Everybody said that. Fine. Now, Tani Kavos Eder of Nachman. There's a brisa that supports Rav Nachman that says that the machloka between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only by a rich person. That's what Rav Nachman said. It's only by a rich person. Right? But regarding making a place, when you're traveling, everybody would agree that only an Ani could do that and not an Asher. Right? Echad Kwai, the brisa says like this, Echad Ani ve'echad Asher, whether you're poor or rich, Ma'arvim Bepas. You can make an Erev with pas. But Asher can't go outside the Tchum v'yomer and say, Shivisasi bimkomi. Lo amru ma'arvim v'regel el l'misha baba derech v'chashcha. Divya Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani ve'echad Asher, ma'arvim v'regel. Anyone can use a regel. V'yatza Asher chutz l'tchum. And Asher can go outside the Tchum v'yomer and say, Te shivisasi bimkomi. I want to sit here all day. He could do that. V'zehu ikur roshal Erev. And that's the main Erev. V'itiru chachamim l'bal habayis l'shaloach erev b'yad avdo b'yad b'no b'yad shlucho, but they said you could use the other people b'shvil l'hakal alav to do the usher a favor. But the usher has to go shlut out there on a Friday afternoon, spend half the day there. He'll lose a lot of deals. He doesn't have to do that. He can send his evidence to go do that. What do you see from here? That according to Rav Nachman, the machlokas between Rav Meir and Yehuda is by an usher, right? Amr Yehuda, ma'ase ba'anshi beis mamal. There was a story with the people in the town of Beis Mamal, Uba'anshi Beis Gurion, Ba'aroma, in the town of Aroma, Shayah Mechalkin, Grogos, Vitzimukin, La'ani, and Bishnei Betzaras. They were giving out that raisins and dates to poor people. It was a famine. Ubon, Aniye, Kfar Shichin, Ba'aniye, Kfar Chananya, and there were these poor people in Kfar Shichin, and in Kfar Chananya, Ubechashchin al-Tchum. They would go stand out. The towns were close enough that they could travel from one to the other with a Tchum. So what would they do? They'd go Friday afternoon and go sit there, wait for Shabbos to come, and they made an Erev right here, without pas. And then, L'machras, Mashkim and Uban, the next day they would come. Rashi explains, these are not Aniyim. They have a house. They're not travelers. Just what? They don't have bread. They're poor. That's not considered an Ani. What?
They were eating the other people's
Chum. No, they weren't eating anything. Instead of taking pas and making the bread there, they sat there when Shabbos began. What's better? Was that good?
No.
Now, the Rashi explains, they're not even Aniyim. They don't have the status of an Ani, even though they need a handout. They don't have the status of an Ani. Why? Because when we say Ani here, we don't mean a poor man, we mean a traveler. So they're not travelers, they have houses. They have places to live. Just, they're okay. It's a famine now, so they would like to have food. So they're not wasting bread on an Erev. They went and sat there. Right? Amar Rashi. And that was perfectly acceptable. So what do you see? That even an Asher can go sit there. Amar Rashi, Mafnitanami Deka. The Mishnah even says this. The Kani, it says, Mishiyatza Leilach Le'ir, Shema Arvin La. Somebody, this is the next Mishnah, tomorrow. Somebody was going out in the city where he made an Erev. In other words, he made an Erev, he was going out to his Erev. V'chziru Chaveiro, and then his friend turns him back for whatever reason. So who Moto Leilach? He could still go back the next day. V'chol B'nei Ir Asurin, Divir Behuda. Avinava, Maishna Ihu, Maishna Inhu. What's the difference between him and his city? He has two houses, one in each city, and there's two tchums, right? So ihu him kivon de nafki le, since he started going out l'orcha on the way l'orcha havale ani, he has the status of an ani. Why? Because he's like sort of like a homeless person. V'hanach, and the rest of the city was ashirim ninu. They had the status of rich people. Therefore, they can't make an heir with only Amira alone. Alma, kal makom ploni, ani in asher lo, and shmamina. That what? That Rav Nachman's right. Okay, so we'll stop here. Okay. Everyone have a good day.